Thought is limited and egoic, hence it cannot free you. True mind is only pure awareness without the content of consciousness, means without thought. As such, it can see things as they are without the conditioning. One will come to understand clearly that in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. That is, before the knowing and before the delusion or security carry through to condition you into grasping and clinging onto what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. Your craving or reactive mental intention is due to your habitual tendency born of wrong view. So all these are very clear. Then I have to explain a bit why thought is limited and egoic. For those who are new, you better listen carefully. This one I have explained many times. Why is thought limited and egoic? Our nature, our true mind, is pure awareness, spacious awareness without a center, or we call it the oneness nature. That's why that one is not limited. That one is the whole, complete, the oneness. But how do we create thought? You have lived life for so many years, since birth until now, you have been creating countless thoughts. Do you know how you create thoughts? You have to see in the meditation how you create thought, how you input the content of consciousness. Initially, it's just spacious awareness. But the moment the mundane mind come out, you know what happened. The mundane mind will focus. Where it try to know thing, perceive thing. So take for example, the painting on the wall, or that chair that you are trying to see, or the Buddha image at the back that you are trying to perceive. So what happened? From your spacious awareness, which is your true mind, you suddenly shrink your awareness to that limited space, understand not? Where you perceive the external form, the image, or the painting, or that so-called chair. So this one becomes shrink. That's how it becomes limited. And the reason why it is limited is because from the spacious awareness, it has shrunk and become so small. And within that limited space, you input your content of consciousness, which is from your views, opinion, and conditioning, where you act according to memory. You don't have the wisdom to act yet. Not until you have the initial wisdom. You can't act that way. That's why I always share with you, acting according to memory is not acting at all. Yeah, that one is with delusion, sakayadity. That's why once the delusion set in sakayadity, it make it egoic. You think that one is real. You think that one is you. You see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile feel and think. That's how the egoic mind went in. That's why thought is always limited and egoic, unless you have the wisdom. When you have the wisdom, you don't act according to memory. You don't act according to your views, opinion, belief system, and conditioning. You act according to wisdom, understanding, following Noble Eightfold Path. So when you act in that way, it is not only without self-delusion, that action is pure action, true action without the evil roots. That's why there is right thought, pure thought. Only enlightened being can arise that thought, that type of thought. If you are non-enlightened, chances is it may be relatively moral, the thought, moral, but it's not a pure thought. Why? Because egoic, sakyaditi. There is a self behind the action. So because of the egoic mind, born of sakyaditi, it tend to believe he is real, he exists. And because of that, there is selfishness, there is craving, there is desire, there is emotional negativity, that's why greed and hatred they arise. Then there is also this delusion that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. That's how the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion arise. Because thought, basically, before you are enlightened, is limited and egoic. So that's how you have to understand it. And the most important way to understand it is to realize it in the meditation, to see them clearly. Then you will understand, before you have the wisdom, the Dhamma understanding, how you act. You act deludedly, foolishly, heedlessly. But the moment you have the Dhamma understanding, you transform, you become heedful, you act with understanding. You act heedfully. Heedfully means you are ever mindful, constantly meditating. That's why you cannot make mistakes. You got no more wrong view. That's how you transform and become beautiful, become noble one, enlightened one. So this part is very useful. Eh? I hope you all can develop the understanding. Okay, we move on to the next section, 1.2. Understanding thought and consciousness. This one is a continuation. Once we input the content of consciousness into our pure awareness, then this consciousness become the thought. So what is thought? Thought is the pure consciousness plus its content. And what is its content? Sankara, inclusive of Vedana and Sanya. Okay? So the whole content of consciousness is everything that your mind can do, which is Sankara. So initially, before the knowing or the arising of thought, there is just this spacious awareness. The moment you focus on something, you input the content of consciousness, then consciousness becomes restricted or limited and become a thought. Take for example, seeing. Initially in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. But the moment you are preoccupied with what you see, and without the wisdom or yoni-soma-nasikara at the moment of sense experience, then the egoic mind, born of sakkayadity or wrong view with regards to the atta or the self, has already arisen, causing you to grasp and cling onto what you see. Then your habitual tendency of like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience will arise to condition your mental hindrance of mind to arise. Hence, the suffering. So all these are so clearly explained. Yeah? Then the last paragraph is something that I have already explained before. As form, external form, physical form, is a product of thought. Hence thought can see form. Yeah? This one I have explained before. But form cannot see thought because thought has higher intelligence than form. Likewise, since thought is the product of awareness or our pure nature, self nature, hence awareness can see thought or can be aware of thought, but thought cannot see awareness. Where awareness has higher intelligence than thought, which is limited and egoic before you are enlightened. So all this will be very clear. Eh?